This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush today conducted two 10-minute interviews with Arab television journalists about abuses at the American-run prison in Abu Ghraib. Photographs showed American soldiers abusing Iraqi prisoners. The pictures included images of naked Iraqis being taunted by the American military police. The president's spokesman, Scott McClellan, acknowledged this morning that the scandal is not helpful to the image of the U.S. in the Arab world. The new commander at Abu Ghraib prison apologized today and invited the Red Cross to set up an office at the prison. But President Bush wanted to speak directly to people in the region and tell them that the abuses at the prison are unacceptable. The president spoke to the Arab journalists from the map room at the White House just an hour ago.
We want to know the truth. I talked to the Secretary of Defense about this morning, by the way. I said, find the truth, and then tell the Iraqi people and the world the truth. We have nothing to hide.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now from the White House. Don, what was the general message that the president was trying to get across? It sounds like a little bit like we want to get to the truth in this matter.
Absolutely. And make no mistake, this is very serious damage control on the part of the White House. Scott McClellan, the press secretary this morning, again, used that phrase, this is not helpful. But it's certainly a lot more than not helpful. And the president was trying to stem some of the damage. And I guess if you look at the major theme of what was a pretty short interview, just a handful of questions over 10 minutes, it was that what people have seen in these pictures does not represent America's belief, American values, that this was just a tiny, tiny fraction of the many troops who are in Iraq, who are involved in this sort of thing, and that the president really wants to get to the bottom of it.
Let's listen to another excerpt from the president's interview.
Mm-hmm.
It's been over a year since Saddam Hussein's regime has toppled down, and U.S. allies are in place right now in Iraq. What is your assessment today of U.S. allies and the governing council and the various factions of the Iraqi government?
Yes. Well, first, I think we've made a lot of progress in a year.
Do we still trust them? Do you still feel
well, they... I trust the Iraqi people. Let me put it to you that way. I believe the Iraqi people want to be free. By far, the vast majority of Iraqi citizens want to have a life that is peaceful so they can raise their children, see that their children are educated, have a chance for their children to succeed. The business people of Iraq just want a stable environment for them to be able to run their businesses and make a living. People want jobs. I mean, there are normal aspirations in Iraq that give me great confidence in the future of Iraq. People aspire for the same thing in Iraq as we do in America, a chance to succeed. I also have confidence that the process we're under will work, which is to transfer sovereignty on June 30th. The people of Iraq must understand sovereignty will be transferred on June 30th.
Now, I'm going to take a guess that bit of tape came a little later in the interview. It's talking about the future of Iraq, the president's position about Iraq. Did he say more than that he thought this was unpleasant? Did he use stronger language? Did he ever use the words outrage?
He was asked in the very first question about concerns being voiced loudly in the Arab world that, as the interviewer put it, this is an interviewer from Al-Hara, which is actually a U.S.-sponsored Arabic language network. The interviewer asked about feelings that because of these pictures, the U.S. is perhaps no better than Saddam Hussein, was how he put it, and that the prison where these incidents of abuse took place is one that under Saddam Hussein was a symbol of the torture of that regime. And when the president answered that particular question, again, that was the first question, you heard an audible and deep sigh from the president. He took a breath. And he said, first, people in Iraq must understand that he views those practices, the practices depicted in these photos and what we're learning about, as abhorrent. Abhorrent was the word the president used. He then said that the Iraqi people and people across the Arab world must also understand that what took place in this prison does not represent the America that I know. Those are the president's words. He talked about an America that cares about every individual, an America that is committed to freedom and committed to bringing democracy to Iraq. And then I think, interestingly, he ended that answer not with an apology. There was some question as to whether or not there'd be a formal apology. He said that it's important for people to know that in a democracy, everything is not perfect, that mistakes are made. But in a democracy, mistakes will be investigated and people who are responsible will be brought to justice.
And that's what he's trying to communicate is happening here.
Exactly. Now, he also was asked if anybody will be held responsible. And specifically, he was asked about Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. And the president said that he has full confidence, all confidence in Secretary Rumsfeld, whom I should say he met with just prior to going into this interview this morning, just to get the latest background. He also said he has full confidence in military commanders, but that people will be held accountable who are responsible. The other point the president made is that this is a democracy, and the process should have to be careful not to prejudice the process. People are presumed innocent. He laid all that out again, but again, he said he wants to know all the facts. He wants to get to the bottom of it, and he said a separate investigation is determined to find out if this is widespread beyond even what we're hearing about in the past week.
Now, how did the White House decide to speak with these television stations, Al Hara and Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they strictly Arab stations? Do they have enormous influence in Iraq or in the region?
Al Hara is a U.S.-sponsored Arab language television network. So maybe you could draw a comparison with other U.S. broadcast services, again, sponsored by the government, that are broadcast around the world in different languages. Now, Al Arabiya is an independent Arabic language network in the region. Significant, though, that the most famous of the networks from that part of the world, Al Jazeera, was not included. White House officials, Defense Department officials have, over the course of the last couple of years, at times expressed that they've had problems with Al Jazeera's coverage. So Al Jazeera was not invited to participate in these two very unusual interviews today.
I believe you have another clip of tape there.
It is unpleasant for Americans to see that some citizens, some soldiers have acted this way because it doesn't, again, I keep repeating, but it's true, it doesn't reflect how we think. This is not America. America is a country of justice and law and freedom and treating people with respect.
Are there other steps to control the damage being planned that you know of, Don?
Nothing that's been specified beyond the investigations that the president says he is fully behind, that he wants to get beyond it. But as of yesterday, midday, we were trying to find out if the president was going to do anything like he has now done, and we weren't getting any confirmation. I think it is very reasonable to assume that in the days ahead, we will see more outreach of some kind by administration officials and other activity. But as we stand here right now, I can't tell you exactly what may be coming next.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.